The German background of the Indiana landscape on this moment of Indiana history. The dappled light and broken brushstrokes of the landscape paintings that belong to the Hoosier School seem indebted to the French movements of Impressionism and Post-Impressionism. But the painting's true background is more precisely German. Indiana's most prominent painters of the late 19th and early 20th century were educated at the Royal Academy of Painting in Munich. Continental training was considered indispensable for a serious American artist of the day, and Indiana's prevailing German culture may have determined the destination. Midwestern natives gaining acclaim in New York by the late 1870s, such as Indiana-born William Merritt Chase and Cincinnati-based Frank Duveneck, had studied in Munich earlier in the decade. A steady stream of compatriots followed suit. In the summer of 1880, a group including Hoosiers Theodore Clement Steele, John Otis Adams, and William Forsythe, along with their families, sailed out of New York Harbor. Ultimately arriving in Munich, the painters copied from old master paintings in the museum and absorbed the somber tonal realism being taught at the Royal Academy. That style characterized the works of Steele, Adams, and their peers for the decade after returning to Indiana. After exposure to French Impressionist paintings at the 1893 Columbian Exposition in Chicago, however, the Indiana artist began experimenting with the colorful palette, flickering light, and bucolic subject matter that would become the trademark of the Hoosier School. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.